Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I want to talk about planning for 2024. This time of the year, I really start to take a step back and think about what does next year look like? You know, where are the wins, where are the losses from this year, and what do I want to take forward? So I just want to start to share my thinking in my own life, and hopefully you'll be able to pull out some key learnings from it. So let's dive in. Okay, let's dive into this episode. So I wanted to really talk about my goals for the year next year and also reflect on this year. Like I had some quite clear dreams that I was trying to get sorted this year, and majority have come off in the time frame, which has been pretty amazing. You know, I've had the holidays I wanted, went away twice, amazing holidays. Even the second one where I got a little bit of flu, which wasn't great. The dream home is nearly finished. We'll be in, it's probably a month and a half past where I thought it would be, 2 months. But we'll get in there by the 8th or 10th of February, which is really exciting. And that's becoming real, which has been a really big piece of the puzzle for us that we've been dreaming about for just so long. We've had pretty good business success. I can't complain when I really look at the craziness in the world around us. I've made some massive steps forward, which have been great. And from a health point of view, you know, I had a goal this year to find the healthy, intuitive me. And it's really interesting. I set that as a frame going, I don't actually know what I mean by that. But the goal is to try and find my path to health, which is something I've struggled with all of my life because I've chopped, I've changed and done all this stuff. And in this year, again, I've tested a lot of stuff out, but I feel like I've come to the end of the year having built some really good traits, from going for regular walks in the morning to my regular meditation has probably been more regular than ever, to going to the gym on a regular basis, you know, just a bunch of stuff, just even to what I'm eating and what I'm choosing to eat. And kind of the way I'm approaching food, rather than lack, I just go in with abundance and I oddly eat less based on that, which is crazy. So I've kind of set a bunch of really good precedents this year to set me up for next year. And that's kind of what I wanted in hindsight. I didn't know I wanted that exactly, but it's amazing how what you need works out when you know what the direction is. Even if you don't know exactly what the how is in between, I just knew where I wanted to go. And that's why setting these type of goals at the beginning of the year makes such a difference. And I don't get too stuck up about not being in our house for another month and a half. Don't get me wrong, I'm frustrated. I'd love to be in there yesterday. It's been a long time coming. We've been building a house for ages. With COVID and life and the world, it's taken a lot longer. And in the old days, I'd have got really annoyed at the result not having been met yet. But these days, I've just kind of learned that I can't control it, so why stress about it? It's out of my control. Where I stress a lot more is the stuff I can control and I choose to not do anything about. That's the bit that's a bit more stressful, right? But having those directions has really helped. And I look back at all the wins and the ticks in the box, and I have to really, at this time of the year, reflect, because I find it so easy in my mind and how I operate to not reflect properly, should I say, to actually be able to sit there and go, man, you did that this year. That's amazing. You know, you've kind of done it, you've moved past and you've glossed over what a big achievement that was, to actually sit and to, you know, be proud of myself, be really, really proud. And it's so easy to get to a point in the year like now where I'm tired. I'm burnt out, if I'm honest. I've put in so much energy into getting everything together that I'm ready for a break. I'm ready for a couple of weeks of not doing much and having time for my brain to reset, which is just so important. You know, just it's like a must. But it's so easy in that period to not be able to go, actually, this is all the stuff you achieved. And to actually kind of like write down a hit list. What are the things I've actually hit this year that have worked? Because like I just get so stuck in what's next, what's next, what's next. I've reached that little gold medal. What's the next gold medal? And this year is a hard one because I've actually kicked some big goals. I've got myself to a point of, I don't want to say comfort, but a point where, you know, a lot of things are going well. A lot of things are going right. It's not a bad place to be. But again, in saying that, what's happened there is a lot of the struggle I've been putting in my life, well, the struggle I've had in my life, I've started to remove. I've actually got a pretty fun and enjoyable life. I've got the wife I love. I've got a cool little dog. You know, I've got a great stepdaughter. You know, I've got a really fun life. We've got a house being built. My wife got the car she wanted this year, which is great. Like all this stuff is just ticks in the boxes. And so now it's about going, okay, what next? You know, once I've reflected on things, once I've reminded myself the value of it all, because without the reflection, what's the point in striving for the next thing? I need to then say, what does next year look like for me? What is actually the big hairy thing staring me in the face? And I'm 38 at the moment. I'll be 39 in April next year. And so, you know, the one that keeps jumping out at me is, can I be the healthiest I've been by 40? Can I get there? Because I've definitely got some weight to lose. I've definitely got some, you know, rubber meets the road kind of work to do on my fitness. And as I sit here, a lot of the times I will pick four things to focus on for the year. And as I've sat here this period, I've gone, I actually don't know if I've got four. You know, I want to settle into our house and get it all set up and make sure my office is awesome for work. And, you know, settling into the house is a pretty good goal for next year. It's something I'm excited about. I want to get all the details right, you know, really set it up for the long term. We're going to be there for a good period of time. And so I want to get that right. So that's nice and easy. That's sitting there. And then there's always a work goal of some sort of achievement I want to reach. But again, I just don't feel that that is the big part of this year for me personally. The big one is health. And so I've kind of got to this point where I'm looking at it and going, there's probably actually three goals. There's the settling into the house. There'll be some business work achievement that I want to reach. But the biggest one is my health. Like, and, you know, I keep sitting there going, my brain keeps telling me, oh, no, you want more. You want more. You want more goals, more things to do, more things to focus on. And there's a part of me being a bit contrarian to that and going, actually, your health is number one. You've got to sort this out. You know, you keep putting it as one of four and not making it the number one priority. But if you spent 2024 as that year of getting yourself sorted no matter what, no, not letting anything else go in front of it, then you're going to achieve it. But if you put it in a pack and go, hey, if you get there or not, you know, it's just one of four, you might hit the other three, then it's not going to happen. It's always going to be the one that when I'm stressed or needing dopamine or needing some sort of break, I'm just going to give into, where I need to change those patterns. It's a big enough one that if I get this right, if I take all of the learnings I've had over the last 38 years, and there's been a lot of them, I've tried a lot of stuff, and I actually focus on this, like if I get to the end of 2024 and I'm sitting there going, man, the house is amazing, I'm fully settled in and it feels great, you know, hey, even though it's been a tough year, the business is trucking along nicely, and then more importantly than anything, I've hit my weight goal and my fitness goals, and I've got the energy I need to take on 2025. You know, that's kind of where I want to get to. I want to get to that point where, like, that's the massive one. The health is the massive, massive one. And it's going to take the most energy, the most effort. But I've got to put that on a pedestal and say, hey, you know, when all the judgment of myself comes at the end of the year, this is the one which I will have my eyes on. What's it going to take? What do I have to do differently? Because this is the thing, right? Is, you know, we can set all these goals at the beginning of the year, but how do you achieve them? How do I achieve this fitness goal that I've struggled with all my life? You know, I've as I say, I'm coming into this year having spent a year building some really good habits. So I'm on a good footing. I've made some choices. I'm not going in from absolute terribleness of my habits, which I have in the past. I'm going in with a really good mindset. But it's still going to take a lot of energy, right? And I've still got to go, what needs to really shift? Because if I keep doing the same things I've always done, you know, we've all heard it and we all know it's true, we'll only get the same results. I have to be willing to break down some of my beliefs that are wrong. And there's a few of them in there. I'm not going to lie, like I'm as imperfect as everybody. You know, I'm aware that I've built up some belief systems that are just BS in my life to actually get past this goal that's been holding me back. Like I need to potentially go and get a personal trainer. I need to go and talk to a proper nutritionist and grab someone on my team that knows a lot more than I think I know. Because I think I know a lot. But realistically, I don't think if I'm really honest, I haven't been able to use it in a productive way. Because maybe I know too much. I'm probably overthinking everything I'm doing. I need a simple plan. Maybe I need to go see a hypnotist and try that path. Give it a go. You know, I've seen some great successes with that. I need to open my mind to different things to allow myself to get the success that I know I deserve. And so if you're setting your goals this year, if you're starting to think about what does 2024 look like for you, you know, what's the big hairy goal for you? What's the one thing that if you got to the end of 2024 and it achieved it, you'd just be like, wow, that's a massive one for me. That's a biggie. Everything else, good, but that's the big one. You know, and what do you have to change in the way you think to make it real? What's not serving you? What do you have to completely flip on its head to actually get over that line? I see people have these same issues with money and everything else. We all have patterns we follow, but what's the pattern that's holding you back? And how can you hold yourself accountable to actually change it? Because I'll tell you, it's a lot easier not to change it. You know, I've done it with health for the last 38 years, and it's tough. And I have to be willing to fail to succeed at this. I have to be willing to look like a fool. I have to be willing to be uncomfortable, which is, you know, we all tell ourselves we want to be uncomfortable, but it's not always the case, right? Our bodies disagree most of the time. So start having a think about that. I'll be doing a few more podcasts on this going forward because setting good goals is so important going forward. So have an epic rest of your day, and I'll be back next week.